Welcome to another episode of Amazing Avril's podcast. So on today's podcast, what we're going to be discussing and the topic is kind of overgiving and oversharing in certain relationships and how that is detrimental towards us and how it kind of keeps us from living in our authentic self, our authentic truth, and being the person that we need to become in order to live the most fulfilled and happiest life. Who hasn't done that, right? Oversharing and overgiving. We're overextending ourselves to people who are doing bare minimal or doing very little effort because they know that at some point we will, you know, do the 100% or whatever that they've missed out on. Say, we notice that they're doing 30% on their life, so we'll step in and we'll do the 70% that they're not. And because of the fact that we can see clearly that they're struggling, maybe we're empathetic or maybe we're people pleasers based upon our roles typically within a toxic dynamic within a family. But when we're doing that, ultimately what we're creating is that type of enabling role within their life, which is limiting them to live up to their true potential, which is also causing us many health problems and issues. Because let's face it, if we are overextending ourselves to someone else 70% in their life, all we're giving literally back to ours is 30. We're not able to fully step into our power, fully step into our role, become our most authentic self, because we are basically being caregivers. Now, I'm not talking about, don't get me confused. I have a heart. I'm not talking about babies. I'm not talking about toddlers. I'm talking about the fact where we have typically friends or relationship with family members and they know us. They can look inside of our heart and say, you have a good heart. And I know that you're going to give that extra effort. And I know that you're not going to say anything about it. You're not going to set a boundary with me. You're going to just pick it up. And so they don't make an honest effort in their life, but you're also limiting them from their potential, right? Because if they're not operating at a point where it is 100%, they're not being authentic. They're not happy. But again, are they happy if someone else is doing it? Because they're not having the results that they're happy with anyway, right? So it's kind of like this toxic, very toxic cycle that keeps going around and around. It's different situation if you're having someone who's coming to you and clearly they need your help. Help and, guide that person through the next steps. But at some point, you got to stop and say, you know what? I'm just really too nurturing, too loving, too caring. And I have my own priorities as well and things that I need to do in my life. And by doing those actions and chasing your dreams and chasing your passions, you become a more fulfilled person. You cannot sit here and take a look at what everyone else needs to do and what needs to be accomplished and then look at your own life too and then try to accomplish all of their dreams and goals and everything that needs to get done, because you are not responsible for others' happiness. You're responsible for your own. At some point, there has to become a boundary that is set with others so you don't overextend, so you don't overgive. And that's the thing I noticed is that they're so ready with their hands out to say, oh, she's a good person. She's just, she's going to be freeing up her time, her schedule for an hour whenever I feel like it. But it's disrespect because they don't validate if it is a good time for you or if you have the availability. They just assume. So they... Number one, it's utter disrespect because they don't value you as a person, a human being, and your own priorities, your life, your dreams, and your goals. They're looking at themselves and saying that they look down on you and they are so much more important. And again, we can find that from a place of ego, a toxic mindset, trauma bonding, whatever you may call it. A lot of people, what you do see is typically in a victim mentality, will sit there and say why they aren't able to because of this situation, this situation, this situation, this situation. And at some point, that needs to end though as well. Because it's holding again, and this all comes back to the same thing. They're holding them back. They're holding themselves back from ultimately their ultimate potential. And I have stopped the people pleasing. And I read a post the other day, actually, in regards to how people pleasing is a manipulation tactic, which it was utterly disgusting. It was a psychology page, but the person wasn't educated, did no courses, no training in psychology. It was just, it was their passion and their hobby, but they wrote the article and they said, "What are your thoughts on it?" And for someone who has come from a place of extreme trauma, abuse, and needed to people please in order to literally survive. Like I'm talking about live. Not even to the point of just make it day by day. I mean literally live. Stay alive, not get killed kind of thing. That was disgusting to me. How is a survival tactic to live people-pleasing? Right. This is a hobbyist. This was not a valid psychologist. This was not, studies done on it. This is not even somebody who had a perceivable depth on the situation. It was lost. Taylor Swift's song Lost in Translation, but it quite literally is. Because anyone who knows what it's like to people please in order to survive in a toxic or narcissistic family, or else they'd have extreme violence, abuse, etc., etc. It was different, but I came from an extremely, people-pleasing, toxic, narcissistic, toxic family and a narcissistic family. So with both, I have a certain role and I needed to enable, I needed to be a caregiver, I needed to pick up all the additional things that my family wouldn't do. And if I didn't do them, these wouldn't get done. And so I'm speaking on this from depth and experience where, a lot of people are not. They literally are not. So you need to stop at some point overextending because you should only be giving, match the energy, right? So I believe that when we match is, we always want to change people. But I believe that when we match their energy, they'll say, "Hey, well, how come they aren't doing the same amount? Maybe I need to do more." Like it could be a form of motivation. I've seen people when I was doing everything and bending over. And then I said, "Well, you know what? I am doing too much. I am exhausted, first of all, because I'm doing responsibilities that aren't even my own. And then on top of that, this person is just doing, having fun, you know, like, how can they have fun and just chill out in their life? But I have to sit here and stress and cope for, you know, 24 hours a day. And that is very damaging on your health, right? So when I stopped that, that person noticed right away. And they're like, whoa. And then they compensated it. And then they said, you know, like, I'm really grateful for you and everything that you do. And I, you know, it was a relationship. I think that they thought maybe I was leaving them, but ultimately I was matching the energy. And it worked. It had worked. That person changed their behavior. They apologized for the bad behavior previously. And that's basically what you need to do, because you cannot sit there and, you know, just give too much either. Because it's not going to work, right? Because when you have a giver and a taker, the taker is going to just sit there with their hand out. But when you have a relationship, partnerships, dynamics where both people are giving to the situation, both people are, you know, matching that same energy, is where you're going to see something that is extremely, extremely a beautiful dynamic. Because both people are giving 100% to each. They're giving to each other, watering each other, exchanging ideas, being motivated to each other's lives. You know, there's no more of that toxic or narcissistic dynamic. There's no more of that negative energy within the relationships, the jealousy, the animosity, anything. There's just pure, you know, passion and happiness and ambitious and goal oriented. Whereas when you look at these other relationships, it is a, you know, a trauma bond, or it is a toxic relationship, or a narcissistic partnership, where one is very controlling and domineering, and then the other one is more passive, and again, it's just from a place of, and I can speak from experience, low self-esteem, low self-worth, people-pleasing, because of toxic family patterns. And again, it's a lot of generational trauma. And, you know, as being a person of color, I do see it a lot more within our own races as opposed to other family dynamics, because of the severe trauma that a lot of us have endured. Extreme poverty, and trials and tribulations, right? Let alone the other dangers in regards to crime and violence and just discrimination as well. That often leads to families, you know, going completely off the rails. And there are very dangerous situations like that, that I have been in, that I have witnessed. And I mean, it's maybe a lot of the reasons why I don't actively go out, and I'm also distancing from myself a lot now, from relationships, from people, is because the fact that I was overextending, I was overgiving, and a lot of people were crossing that line. A lot of people, you know, weren't matching my same energy or wishing negative things to happen to me. So I need to take a step back. And there was actually a point where it's January, so right now we're in April, so it's, you know, 4 months, almost 5 months, I completely cut a bunch of people off, because these people were, you know, again, it was negative energy. It was discussions, lying, everything behind my back. And it wasn't a good dynamic for me. It wasn't healthy. It wasn't productive. And you know, the only thing that came out of that, I mean, there, it was very limited. The, you know, the positive aspects towards those times in that relationship, because it was, again, based upon a toxic dynamic, those relationships, there was a lot of addictions involved with a lot of other parties that were in the friendships with me, in the relationships, and those type of mindsets do, because they are very limited, right? They have something that is their crutch, that is their codependency, that relies on them, that takes up a lot of their time and effort. So they are preoccupied with that, and they can't even, but I forgive them, because they are not even capable of even having a healthy interpersonal relationship with themselves, let alone to have a healthy friendship with myself, which I am a very healthy, positive, goal-oriented, driven person who is focused more on what I'm attempting to build than whether, you know, whether or not am I going out on the weekends and, you know, am I partying with everybody. To me, that I like to have fun, but it's not an addiction for me. Like, that is not a problem for me, because I don't need it in my life. I've gone years and years without substance. So it's different for me than, you know, it's not an unhealthy aspect in my life, and it's not unmanageable to the point that I need to participate in it on a day-to-day basis. Right. But that doesn't mean that I don't understand where they're coming from too. But again, going back, overextending, that's part of overextending. You have to sit there and, you know, possibly even participate, you know, in staying out all night with them till like 2 o'clock in the morning, when honestly, I love to be at home. I love to be relaxed inside of my house, and I enjoy to spend time with my loved ones and my family and my friends, and take good care of my body, mind, and health, because that's what I prioritize. But again, so in the process of relationships, is now setting the healthy boundaries that I'm not going to overextend myself, that I'm not going to sit here and, you know, over love or do too much. Is the energy that I get from someone, is that's what they're getting back. Because I deserve to give the 100% in my life, right? And if I'm extending to someone, they have to extend to me. So that's, I believe, you know, there's expressions in regards to this, you know, be around those who water you and you water them back, because that's the most important thing. You don't want to be with somebody who is not watering you and not nurturing you and not giving that sustenance in your life that you're needing, right? And so many people believe that, oh, well, you know, whether that's ego-based, pride, whatever it is, you know, or desperation, lack mindset, poverty mindset, you know, caring too much about what they look like or their exterior or whatever it is that they have to prioritize all of these other things, right? And that's why they're not able to give fully into the relationships. But so I believe that as well for people, you know, that are struggling from overextending, overgiving, that there's good codependency workshops and there's codependency groups, of course, there's counseling and things like that to give people moral support. But I just wanted to help empower others because in the past, and with certain people and aspects in my life, I was carrying too many problems onto me that weren't even my own. And definitely that needs to stop. And because I deserve to be a priority too, I matter too. My thoughts, my emotion, my wants, and my needs matter too. And when someone feels like coming along into my life and, oh, I need this and this is my problem, I absolutely not. And I need to put it aside and say, hey, when I have time, I can see what I can do to help. But I shouldn't be, you know, the only resource or the only thing. Not that people can't go to me if they need something or if they need help. But I am 100% prioritizing my mind, body, and health and putting myself first. Because we, as a society, need to learn to water and take care of ourselves first. And whatever is left of the energy, the time, and what we have is what we give everybody else. Not the opposite. And anybody, there are people who are going to look at you and get mad at you for that. But that's fine because they need to learn that they're not allowed to be toxic. That they need to go and take care of their own business as well. So I hope that helped you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. So just to wrap it up, we are no longer overextending ourselves, over loving, over giving. We will give to ourselves first. And only water those who water us. I love you. Stay blessed.